It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This is the season when veteran lawmakers have reason to be tense. That's especially true if the lawmakers are Democrats. Survey after survey suggests Democrats are in trouble, and the main question is whether they can limit the damage.
The lawmakers in danger include Representative Leonard Boswell of Iowa. With Congress in session this week, Boswell has been in Washington. His Republican challenger is back home, arguing that Boswell has been in the Capitol long enough. NPR's Brian Naylor reports from Des Moines.
Republican Brad Zahn is working the crowd at the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce's monthly meeting.
Hey, how about those hops?
How you doing, man?
Zahn is in his element here. These are his people. Zahn used to be a small businessman himself. He owned a hardware store, and he was president of this very chamber before he was mayor and then state senator. As the meeting held in a suburban steakhouse begins, new members are asked to introduce themselves one by one.
Hi, I'm Renee Schneider, and I'm with Allegra Marketing, Print, and Mail. If you're interested in a one-hour free marketing consultation, I'm at table 15. Just come see me.
Hi, I'm Brad Zahn, and I'm not new to the Urbandale Chamber.
But Zahn says he does have what he calls a new venture.
And I think most of you know that I'm running for the United States Congress, and I set up my office in Urbandale, and certainly I'm running because we need to make some changes in Washington, D.C.
Zahn, 48, says Congress needs more people who have signed the front of a paycheck and understand the danger of deficits and federal regulations. Like many Republican challengers, he's trying to tie the incumbent, Boswell, to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and says her values are not in line with those of Iowa. But in an interview outside the restaurant, Zahn says if elected, he would try to find some common ground between Democrats and Republicans.
You know, the message I'm hearing from the people of 3rd Congressional District is, why can't you Republicans and Democrats get along? What I think would be healthy is if the Speaker is going to be John Boehner, and Nancy Pelosi could sit down and say, listen, let's find three common themes, three agenda items. You go back to your caucus and talk to it, and let's work together as a group.
Back inside the chamber meeting, Zahn supporter David Russell, an attorney, says Boswell is out of touch with the 3rd District.
He voted for that stimulus package. He voted for health care, that cap and trade. And we just really believe here that if Nancy Pelosi says do this, he does that. And he just kind of lockstep with her. So we've really been disappointed in him.
Zahn's campaign was thrown off stride when the Des Moines Register reported that his ex-girlfriend called the police after Zahn knocked on her window one night in 2001 and called her names. He says it was poor judgment. While Zahn has been out on the stump in Iowa, Boswell has been back in Washington, doing what 3rd District voters have sent him to do. He says attempts to tie him to Speaker Pelosi are, as he puts it, hogwash, and that maybe she's voted with him rather than the other way around. The 76-year-old incumbent knows he's taken some unpopular votes, such as supporting the TARP program to bail out struggling banks.
I didn't like it. And my first reaction was, well, let the buggers eat it. You know, they did it.
Now, he says, the economy is headed in the right direction, and he makes no apologies for his votes in favor of the stimulus program and the health care overhaul.
Sometimes you got to step up to the plate and exercise that courage. Remind me some days when I was in uniform. I didn't really like what I had to do, but I had to go do it. And so we went and done it.
Boswell may have been trapped in Washington, but back in Iowa, his campaign was far from idle.
Turn right. U.S. 69, North Ankeny Boulevard.
Volunteer Larry Wolgamuth is using a GPS to navigate his way around the Des Moines suburb of Ankeny, part of a well-organized effort to deliver absentee ballot applications.
Hi, are you Carolyn or are you Cynthia?
Wolgamuth has managed restaurants, done some executive recruiting. Now he's a writer, and he's starting to think about retirement.
I'm 56 years old. There are people out there that say that we need to do away with Social Security, and I think we need to get every Democrat elected we can to make sure Social Security is safe.
Wolgamuth may be an exception to the conventional wisdom that all the energy and enthusiasm this political season are on the Republican side. Polls have shown this race to be a toss-up, and it's anyone's guess whether the expected wave will sweep over Iowa's capital, its suburbs, and the surrounding cornfields. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Des Moines.